The National Institutes of Health announced this week that it will soon fund research to find alternatives to the use of human fetal tissue in the fight against diseases like HIV. The news comes after reports that the Trump administration has shut down at least one NIH study that uses fetal tissue implanted into mice. Opponents of abortion rights have long tried to end government funding for fetal tissue research, an issue that became a flashpoint in 2015 when a heavily edited video falsely claimed that Planned Parenthood was selling tissue from aborted fetuses to researchers. Joining us now is Ike Sweatlitz, correspondent with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. He's in Washington. Ike, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And let's get to the beginning of this story, first of all, which is the Trump administration shutting down this NIH study looking into a potential cure for HIV. What happened?
Yeah, so the Trump administration has been involved in sort of a wide-ranging audit of the federal research that involves fetal tissue. In the midst of that audit, the National Institutes of Health put a pause on the ordering of any new fetal tissue, unless the researchers got a certain exception. And at least in one of those cases, it's been reported from conversations with colleagues who work with those labs that that's in effect stopped some of the research that's going on there.
And so now the NIH is going to try to find alternatives that it can fund instead of using fetal tissue?
So around the same time this news came out, the NIH announced that they intend to spend about $20 million over the next 2 years looking at alternatives, yes.
And are there alternatives out there?
So one of the things that human fetal tissue is used for is to build systems to test drugs. So when we're talking about alternatives, what we're really talking about are other systems to test drugs. So, for example, you know, we've heard a lot about organoids, which are little collections of cells that sort of act like organs, like a little bit of a brain or a little bit of a stomach. So you could maybe build those in a petri dish to test a drug without having to test the drug in an animal that's modified with human fetal tissue. That's what, you know, some of this is used for, to create animals that are a little more human-like because they've been modified with human fetal tissue and therefore, you know, serve as a good testing platform for the drugs.
And there's not a law out there that's against using fetal tissue in research. It's just that the administration, whatever administration happens to be in the White House, can control what funding goes to what. Is that right?
So some states do have laws that regulate or restrict prevent the sale or transfer of human fetal tissue. There's actually a case challenging one of those laws in Indiana right now. Mm-hmm. So there are some restrictions that exist at the state level, but from a federal level, an independent researcher, you know, can work with this material as long as they're following the other regulations.
But obviously, government funding is very important to scientists. Could the researchers get fetal tissue to do this research without federal funding?
So right now, the pause on buying new fetal tissue only is directly impacting researchers who are employed by the NIH. So there are other researchers who are getting government funding, who are getting NIH funding, who are still able to procure this material, outside people working for a university or something else like that. So right now, there's not a direct impact on them. There's an indirect impact, though, in that they will now have a harder time collaborating with the folks that do work at the NIH. And because the mice that are created with this tissue are expensive and time-consuming and resource-intensive to maintain, there are not a ton of people out there who are doing this. So it's sort of having ripple effects throughout the field.
Well, and what's the effect on research into HIV and other diseases?
Yes. Yeah, so I think maybe we should step back a little bit to talk about what this tissue is used for. So researchers take a little bit of fetal tissue cell samples and they put them into a mouse, and it creates a human-like immune system in the mouse. Mm-hmm. And then they can use that to test drugs or treatments or study how the immune system works. And since HIV is a disease of the immune system, that's been a good way to study that. So if researchers are not able to use these sorts of mice anymore, not able to create these sorts of mice anymore, it would impact those sorts of studies. There are alternatives out there. You know, they have advantages and disadvantages depending on the research project that you're conducting.
What has been the reaction to all of this news? Like, the people that you're talking to, what are they saying? How they feel about this?
So the scientists who have been involved in this sort of research or doing this research are, not pleased. They also point out that, as I said before, these mice are difficult and expensive to work with, so they're really only using them when they need to. Something else I think that's important to note is that this is not the first time that these kinds of research techniques have come under scrutiny from the federal government. So people who have been in this field for a while are used to these sorts of political conversations mm-hmm. about their work.
That is Ike Swetlitz, who is Washington correspondent with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Ike, thank you.
Thank you.